pointed out, then if Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk own the presses, maybe I just need to have my own press then. To them. In college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are off this week. They close out the season, the regular season, because we hope they're going to the playoffs, next week in Cleveland as they take on the Case Western Reserve University Spartans in the Academic Bowl. Elsewhere, the Pitt Panthers hosting the number 22-ranked Syracuse Orange Men this afternoon at AccuSure Stadium. That game kicks off in just about a half an hour from now. Number 16-ranked Penn State traveling to Bloomington to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. The Steelers are off this week after they got shellacked by the Philadelphia Eagles 35-14. They'll be playing the New Orleans Saints next Sunday. Game 6 of the World Series is today in Houston. The Astros now lead the best-of-seven series 3-2. Jeremy Pena homered and drove in 2 runs. Jose Altuve scored twice to lead the Astros past the Phillies 3-2 on Thursday. Teddy Bluger and Jeff Carter participated in the morning skate, but they will not be in the lineup tonight when the Penguins host the Seattle Kraken at PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. And Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving says he is deeply sorry for an anti-Semitic tweet that he posted on Twitter last week. He has been suspended for at least 5 games, and now Nike has announced they're dropping an endorsement deal with him. He said he would donate $500,000 to the Anti-Defamation League, but the ADL says it will not accept the donation. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny with a high of 78. Showers overnight. Low 62. Windy. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Sunday showers likely. Mostly cloudy. High 72. Monday sunny skies with a high of 67. Right now 77 outside our weather window. 76 at WRCT. With new music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs to close out this week's show. Music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one heck of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Twitter and on the radio next week at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKee Sports. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy coming up 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoons.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bring me goodbye.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Southern sky.
One of Glenn Campbell's finest here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That was Southern Nights. Yes, great song, really is. Before that, the Baja Marimba Band with Flying High. I'm flying not very high, obviously. My brain is not working with my mouth again. And my name is Herman Skaniskiewicz. No, it's Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Nice to be with you for another week. And whether you're listening on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh, it is time for holidays you didn't know you needed to celebrate. November, this is the first official show of November, is Aviation History Month, Child Safety Protection Month, International Drum Month, National Adoption Awareness, National Caregivers Appreciation, National Diabetes Awareness, and National Epilepsy Month. It is also National Model Railroad Month, as people prepare for Christmas, of course. National Novel Writing, National Native American Heritage Month, Peanut Butter Lovers Month, that's the month for me, Real Jewelry Month, National Sleep Comfort Month, and World Vegan Month. So those are things you can celebrate all month long. The first week of November is usually Chemistry Week, while the third week is Game and Puzzle Week. We talked about the first few days last week. Let's see here. November 4th is Check Your Blood Pressure Day. It's also King Tut Day. Don't check his blood pressure. You won't get a reading. And Use Common Sense Day. Yeah, most people need to know how to do that ahead of time. November 5th is Book Lovers Day. That's the first Saturday of the month. It is also Gunpowder Day and Guy Fawkes Day. National Bison Day is the first Saturday in November. And Pumpkin Destruction Day is the first Saturday after Halloween. Makes sense, doesn't it? November 6th, unfortunately, Daylight Saving Time will come to an end at 2 a.m. on November 6th, and we'll be back in March because they won't have figured out what they wanted to do with it. It's also Marooned with a Compass Day, without a Compass Day, National Nacho Day. That's not easy to say. It's also Saxophone Day. November 7th is Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, International Merlot Day. Yeah, so there you go. And November 8th is Cook Something Bold Day. It's also Dunce Day. National U.S. Election Day, yes, we are aware of that, thank you. Young Readers Day, November 9th is Chaos Never Dies Day and World Freedom Day. November 10th is Forget-Me-Not Day. It's also the U.S. Marine Corps Day. So there you go. There are some things you can celebrate this week that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, right? Right. Here's Lex de Azevedo for All We Know. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Sven LeBeck there, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Tony Mottola before that, Our Day Will Come, the Brancaster Studio Orchestra with If You Leave Me Now. Johnny Arthie in there, first for him on this program, Wear Your Love Like Heaven. Alan Tew with Horse With No Name and Lex de Azevedo, For All We Know. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Missouri. A Missouri second grader whose birthday balloons flew off into the sky received some special gifts in the mail from a man who found the balloons 500 miles away. Kason Johnson's mother said she was walking her son to the family car at Mountain Grove Elementary School in Mountain Grove, Missouri, when he lost hold of the balloons that he had been presented at the school for his 8th birthday. They appeared to be gone for good, but a few days later, a gentleman named Todd Heiler was mowing his lawn in Cleveland, Tennessee, when he spotted the balloons on his fence. The balloons were attached to an envelope that bore the name of the business that sold the balloons, as well as the name of the school. So this woodworker had some homemade gifts that he sent, including a baseball bat to Johnson and his teacher. Heiler also included photos of himself and his dachshund, Henry, as well as $100 for the boy and a letter to the boy's parents. "Truly a message in a bottle," he wrote. "The simple gesture of a family showing love and appreciation for their second grader with a gift of surprise humbly impacted me beyond belief." How amazingly fortunate Kason is to have a family that will make the effort to show unselfish love. What a cool story. I don't think this can top it, really. A Massachusetts animal group shared video of a rescued beaver building a dam to keep her roommate out. Newhouse Wildlife Center in Chelmsford posted a video to Facebook showing what rescued beaver Nini did while alone in the room that she normally shares with her roommate Zebe. A reward for her good behavior towards her new roommate. Yeah, as a reward, rather. Nibby was allowed to have the rehab room to herself for an hour while Zebe enjoyed the semi-aquatic enclosure. Well, the little thing gathered sticks from the floor and started using them to barricade the doorway. Well, the post said Nibby was apparently trying to dam up the door in case Zebe tried to come back inside. Of all things, such love, really. Huh? Well, do you believe in magic? Here's Sam Whatmaw on SRE.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm dreaming of. And now you call it madness, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And now you call it madness, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating, for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, so I am pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. And what were you thinking of? For now you call it madness, but I call it love. Thing out of romance, and what were you thinking of? For now you call it madness, but I call it love.
Nat King Cole on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You call it madness, but I call it love. That was written by Russ Colombo. He lived a very short life. He only lived to be 26 years old. Other tunes that he wrote were Prisoner of Love and Too Beautiful for Words, but apparently he had a strange occurrence. It was September 2nd, 1934, when Colombo was shot under peculiar circumstances by his longtime friend photographer Lansing Brown while Colombo was visiting his home. Guess Brown had a collection of firearms, and the two men were examining various pieces of equipment there, and, well, apparently, according to Brown, he just kind of lost control of the one piece he was showing. It turned out that he was pulling back the trigger and clicking it time after time. I had a match in my hand, and when I clicked, apparently the match caught in between the hammer and the firing pin. There was an explosion. Russ slid to the side of the chair. They tried to save him from at Good Samaritan Hospital, but I guess it was not successful. He died less than 6 hours later. You thought stuff like that only happened in the modern day. Well, it happened then, too. Before Nat King Cole, let's get back on the track here. Botticelli with Find Yourself and Sam Whatmaw with Do You Believe in Magic? I don't know that I'm doing too well today here. Well, it was almost like a song. Here's Frank Chaxfield on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Creepy Stories.
Thank you.
You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Each night light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be standing with their legs around my head. It's not easy to leave again. Each time Honolulu City lights stir up memories in me. Each night Honolulu City lights bring
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Alex de Azevedo and Walk Right In. Kind of a nasally version of that tune, right? Carpenters before that with Honolulu City Lights, John Gregory and New Kid in Town. Sid Dale did Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Johnny Arthie in there again with Jennifer Juniper. Are you seeing a theme here with Johnny Arthie? Frank Jaxfield, It Was Almost Like a Song. And that was that set right there. I'm going to play another Johnny Arthie tune in the next hour. We'll see if you can get the pattern on that one. Meanwhile, here's Hugo Winterhalter. You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Billy Muir takes us up to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? It'll be great. Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the sky, but for me they shine within your eyes as the trees reach for the sun above. So my arms reach out to you for love. With your hand resting in mine,